From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump is touting his administration's disaster response to Puerto Rico, even as officials in the U.S. territory warn that more help will be needed to fend off mass hunger and disease on the hurricane-ravaged island.
We will not rest, however, until the people of Puerto Rico are safe. These are great people. We want them to be safe and sound and secure, and we will be there every day until that happens.
Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello stated that the administration and the president, every time we've spoken, they've delivered. But the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico's capital, hit back at stories about how well the relief efforts are going. He said, "This is a people are dying story. This is a life or death story," Mayor Carmen Yulin Cruz told CNN. As the last international flights to and from the Kurdistan region in Iraq were grounded Friday, hundreds of protesters wielding colorful balloons and signs with messages like compassion and love stood outside the airport. Protesters say they are hoping that Baghdad will back down on its decision to establish a no-fly zone over their region after a controversial independence vote passed by more than 92%. The Spanish government says that there will be no Catalonia independence vote Sunday, even as the regional government continues preparations for the referendum. Spanish culture minister said Friday the independence vote violates Spanish law, and the government will not accept the results of the referendum. The authorities say that they will declare independence from Spain within 48 hours of the vote if residents there choose to secede. This is VOA News. The U.S. government has announced that it is pulling all of its non-essential diplomatic personnel out of Cuba in response to health attacks on 21 American diplomats in Havana. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The United States has ordered 60% of its staff to leave the U.S. Embassy in Havana because of specific attacks on diplomats. The Associated Press reports the United States will also warn American tourists that some attacks have occurred in Cuban hotels. The embassy will stop processing visas and will issue a new travel warning on Friday, officials tell the AP. Several people in Cuba expressed disappointment in the decision. Here's college student Andres Merci. He says, with the Trump administration, everything has been lost. Everything has gone backwards. We are turning back to the same thing we had before. Everything we advanced with Obama has now turned back. U.S. and congressional officials told Reuters on Thursday the United States was crafting a plan for a downdraw of staff from the embassy in Havana in response to the unexplained incidents that have harmed the health of some U.S. diplomats there.
Two women accused of murdering the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are expected to plead innocent when their trial begins Monday in Malaysia, according to an attorney. The Indonesian and Vietnamese women are accused of murdering Kim Jong-nam on February 13th at Kuala Lumpur International Airport by smearing his face with a deadly nerve agent. One of their lawyers told Reuters the women will maintain their innocence. And after a pretrial court hearing in July, lawyers of the two women said their clients were led to believe that they were taking part in a reality television hoax when they assaulted Kim. The defendants will face the death penalty if they are convicted. U.S. President Donald Trump will embark on a trip to Asia in November with the goal of garnering global support against the North Korean threat while attending regional summits and discussing trade. The trip will include the president's first visit to China, North Korea's closest ally and number one trade partner. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has already embarked on his journey. This would be his second to China.
We have preparation for President Trump's important visit, so we want to talk about the agenda for that visit, and then we'll continue our discussions on a number of other issues that are important, but certainly North Korea will be on the table for discussion.
And Mr. Trump will attend the U.S. Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit and the East Asia Summit in the Philippines. He travels to Vietnam for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit as well. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.